Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that you are with me today. And a special shout out to the patrons of the Pray Every Day show, patreon.com/prayeveryday. This helps keep the podcast going on all the different platforms with all the engineering and all the social media and all of that. So thank you sincerely and humbly for your support. Some of you are so faithful, and some are just supporting at $1 a month, and it is so, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. At the $10 level, you can get a free painting. At the $25, you get a free podcast that goes to nobody but those folks. I mean, I think there's just a handful, maybe five-ish, 10-ish people that are at that level, and they get a free podcast of something that God's been teaching me every month. So it's been really fun. All right, we're in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8 in the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Now, this is after all the scattering happened, remember. Now, those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them. And many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, we thank you for the example of Philip, that he went into a place that Israelis typically do not like or did not like at that time, and that was Samaria. And yet he boldly and strongly proclaimed the Christ, meaning Jesus as Messiah. And the crowds loved it. They were with one accord. They paid attention to what was being said. They saw the signs. They heard his words. And every time we see the gospel presented, we see this dichotomy of both signs and wonders slash also words. So, Lord, we pray that you would give us that same perspective, that not only are we to have actions, but we are to have words. Not only are we to have words, but to have actions. And Lord, we know that you are the one that creates and does miracles. So we're not asking for you to do magic tricks through us or anything like that. We know that you can do amazing things. We're simply asking today for faith to believe you for big things. Lord, we also lift up those people that we know who are hurt or harmed or oppressed by a demonic spirit. And we pray sincerely for deliverance. And Lord, if it be your will, we pray for an opportunity to pray for them in person, to be able to pray for deliverance. Lord, you came to destroy the works of the enemy. You came to render him powerless. You hit him on the head when you were on the cross, and now the enemy is a defeated foe running around wreaking havoc, but you are stronger, you are greater. Greater is he that is in us, which is you, than he who is in the world. So Lord, help us not to fret. Help us not to give in to bewilderment about all the evil that we see in this world. Help us instead to stand on the truth that we are light bearers in a dark place. And that wherever light is, it scatters darkness. In you, there is no darkness. You are only light. And so, Lord, as I think about that beautiful metaphor of light, I pray that you would specifically shed light on a friend or a family member who's walking in darkness. Lord, I know all of us have folks like this in our lives, and we're just longing for them to see the lie that they've been listening to or believing, or understand the path that they're walking on that is a dead end that only ends in darkness. Lord, like you shed light on Saul and blinded him and yet then opened his eyes, would you do that with our family members or our friends who are far from you, our loved ones or our neighbors? We can't make it happen, Lord. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, and so we ask for mercy upon our loved ones, that you would chase them. You are the one who leaves the 99 and chases the one, and so we ask for you to chase that one right now. Lord, I also pray for deliverance for the friend listening today who's bound by an addiction, and that the enemy's hold over the mind of the person has been strong, but I pray in Jesus' name it would be broken. and that light would be shed, and they would see what has been happening and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, because then you will hear from heaven and you will heal them. So Lord, I thank you for all of that, and I thank you for what you've just done in the middle of this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help out the podcast, you can leave a review or a little star. 5 stars is the best, and the other stars are not as best. So if you want to give it a 5-star review, that'd be great. On iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the podcast, Spotify, Google, all those places, leave a review and a rating, and that will help more people get this podcast into their hands. Thanks so much.